thought the lads worked incredibly hard second half, and I thought we deservedly won the game. It was always a tough test. Wolves were a good side and been on a good run, so to beat them here is very satisfying.
Again, how much did the early goal settle everybody down?
Well, with us this season, you're not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest. But it was a great goal, great cross from Callum, and Jan came across his man superbly and tucked it away great. And really good night for Jan. I thought he was immense for us. Really laid the platform. Himself and Callum, I thought, were very hard-working and very good performers for us. And as always, you're reliant on your strikers to win games, and you know, I thought they laid the platform for us.
We mentioned everybody, significant quantity tonight. Everybody seemed to, I know it's a cliche, but it seemed to be a real team shift tonight.
Well, I think you don't win games in the Championship if you don't get that, and I wouldn't say we've come away from that at all. We've played very well in spells for the last five games, and we haven't got the results that we've deserved. We feel this is some sort of justice for us. I think it proves that nothing was broken within the team. It was just, you know, to win games you need to be ruthless in both boxes. We fell away from that. Tonight we were very good in terms of our defensive structure, I thought. The centre halves gave and the two fullbacks gave very good performances against very quick and direct Wolves players. We knew about their threat on the counter attack and thought we dealt with it very well.
Their goal was a bit of a sucker blow just before half time, particularly the nature of it as well, because that pass travelled a long way, didn't it?
It did, and it came out of nothing really. Again, the big man's not had a lot to do in the goal. I thought that was credit to our defenders and midfield for that. And the work rate of our front two. And you could see at the end what it meant to us in terms of the work rate and how we saw the game out. It was a big win for us and hopefully sets up now nicely for the remaining games.
You think of how many goals Jan has set up for Callum this season. Both set up effectively by Callum for Jan this evening.
But that's, you know, a partnership, and I think they've... they're getting better all the time in terms of knowing each other's games. I was really pleased with Jan tonight because he is such an important player for us. I thought technically he was very good. When you consider he's such a big guy and he's aerially so strong, to have the technique to drop into those pockets and link play for us, some of the players are of a really high quality.
And of course, it hasn't been easy for him the last couple of weeks either, so to turn in a performance like that is even more of a mark to him.
He's a great man. You know, Jan really is he's a great character. I love working with him. And he's been through a lot in his life, so for him to be here performing in the way that he is, he deserves a lot of credit.
One result obviously doesn't make a season. You've got to follow it up on Friday now, haven't you?
As always, in the Championship, you go from game to game. They're tough games now, Fulham away. And people will look at the league table and think, well, that should be a good game for us. But Fulham have got outstanding players in their squad. So we know how tough the league is. But I think what that does do, it just gives everyone a boost. And all the question marks and the doubt and the negativity, from our perspective, was never there. It doesn't mean that it goes away, because you have to prove yourself week in, week out, but it does prove that there's nothing wrong with this team, that this team and the squad of players are very strong, and it's up to us what we achieve.
And how hard has it been to not let that negativity that you assume filter through to the dressing room?
I don't think that's been a problem. It's outside influences can affect the players, and it's my job and my staff's job to try and just keep their focus clear and focus on their training day to day. But you can't help if you're them, I imagine, read newspaper, etc., etc., and as much as you want to try and keep them away from it, I think they're going to find it. So having that inner self-belief is so important, and we can't let anything affect us. We have to know how good we are, and we've proved that you wouldn't be where we were if we weren't a very good team.
When you do eventually look at the league table, sometime when you do, you'll see that Derby have lost again, so it's just the surprises continue in that top six or seven.
There's no surprises, Chris, in this division. You know, us losing is not a surprise. Us drawing is not a surprise. Us winning is not a surprise. It's a tough league. It is a tough, tough league. And to win, you need all 11 players to do very, very well on the day. And for the majority of the season, we've done that. And even in the five games we didn't win, I can't fault the performances and the work rate and the effort of the players. They give everything. Sometimes we just fall short, but we're not Barcelona. We're working towards that, but we've got a long way to go.
Well done tonight, Eddie.
Thank you.